Alice Walker is in the studio for Arts News. Now, tell me, Alice, if I open the book review pages of a newspaper or magazine, which I obviously do quite frequently, will I see more books reviewed by men or women?
Part of the job, isn't it, Sarah? Well, yep. According to the latest Stellar Count results, it will be very close. Mm. The count is run by Australian National and Monash Universities, and it tallies the book reviews in 12 Australian publications according to gender.
So what are the results?
Well, the results for 2018 have just come out, and 49% of books reviewed were by women.
Yay.
So these are the highest results since the Stellar Count started in 2012. Back then, books by women only made up 40% of reviews. But now the report says, quote, gender parity is the rule, not the exception, with 9 out of 12 of the surveyed publications reaching parity. So that's up from just 4 publications reaching parity in 2017.
Those are really great results, and it shows that change can happen. What else did the study find this year?
Men tend to review men and women tend to review women. That hasn't changed. Men are still dominant in the non-fiction category and women still outnumber men in the fiction, children and young adult categories. But what has changed is the space given to books by women. In 2017, they made up just 36% of long reviews, so that's over 1,000 words. But last year, it went up to 47%. So that's a big jump of 11% in just one year. Co-lead of the Stellar Count, ANU lecturer Julianne Lamond, says next year, they want to make the study more intersectional. So maybe look at things like race, ethnicity, sexuality, and disability.
We're recognising that gender is only one vector of diversity, and that we've shown that counting can really make a difference in terms of publications thinking about diversity in their pages. And so I think now the challenge for the Stellar Count is to really think about how do we count these other aspects that are not so straightforward to count, really, these other aspects of diversity that will help us to get some more general equity in the book's pages in Australia. So this is one part of the fight, but the fight is certainly not won overall, I would say.
The Stellar Count are holding a survey about how the study might go about that, adding those extra categories. There's a link to find out more on our website.
Good news. So now the people have spoken, Alice. They've chosen the focus of the first parliamentary book club.
Yes.
Sounds like fun. I'd love to be there.
So just to refresh your memory, the public was invited to choose a recent Australian book for our federal politicians to read. And the winner is Bruce Pascoe's Dark Emu, about Indigenous agriculture, engineering and land management. The book club's co-chairs are Liberal Holly Hughes and Labor's Graham Perrett, who used to be an English teacher. He says Dark Emu was the clear winner from thousands of votes. I asked him if he'd read it with policy in mind.
Well, yes, I guess I will. But I like, that's what I'm always doing. I guess I'm a, you know, being a politician is my day job. But being a human means you soak up the experiences on offer in literature. But yeah, that's a very good question asked, because this is sort of a convergence of my nighttime passion and my daytime job, I guess. So that I might have to get back to you after I've read it in terms of what the implications are for my day job.
Bruce Pascoe will be at the first parliamentary book club. The date is yet to be set, but it will probably be in February or March.
Wow, it'll be so interesting to see how many politicians turn up and how many actually read the book. Speaking of book clubs, the Australian Catholic University is starting up a big one.
Yeah, so earlier this year you visited the University of Canberra
yes.
to find out more about their Book of the Year program, and that story's up on our website if you want to take a look. Well, now the ACU's starting up a similar program. So all first-year students will be given a copy of a book, and it will be required reading for a core unit that they all study. Professor Margot Hillel, who's been on the book show before, she's leading the program. Here she is.
Well, one of the things a good book will do is evoke an emotional response. And there's lots of research that suggests that fiction helps develop empathy. But also the other universities have done this, as you probably know, and they have found that it's a way of developing friendships because people see their fellow students reading this book.
Next year's first-year ACU students will be reading Richard Yaxley's multi-generational Holocaust novel, This Is My Song.
Oh, that's the winner of the Young Adult category in last year's Prime Minister's Literary Awards. Yes. Speaking of which, who's on this year's shortlist?
There are six categories and the winner in each will take home a cool $80,000.
That's nice.
And everyone shortlisted gets $5,000. In the fiction category, three Miles Franklin shortlisted books are up for the prize. Rodney Hall's A Stolen Season, Gail Jones's The Death of Noah Glass, and the Miles Franklin winner, Melissa Lukashenko's Too Much Lip. Rounding out the list is Laura Elizabeth Woollett's Beautiful Revolutionary and Sunita Perez da Costa's Saudade. We don't know yet when the winners will be announced, but it will likely be sometime next month.
And you can find our conversations with Sunita Perez da Costa and the Miles Franklin shortlisted authors on our website. Alice Walker there with Arts News.